of us have these excuses about the past, and we think that all the stuff that happened to us, that's like our bag of manure that we carry around with us. And whenever we want to feel sorry for ourselves or explain why our life isn't going the way we want to, or why we can't have the miracles and the magic that we really want for ourselves isn't manifesting in our life, we just reach in here and smear it on ourselves, you know. Say, well, I was a middle child, you know. And say, oh, you were a middle child. Oh, that's terrible, huh? Yeah, I never had an identity at all. I just never knew where I fit in. I just was up and I was down. How can you have an identity when you're right in the middle like that? And I still can't make any decisions. If people ask me if I have trouble making decisions, I say, well, yeah. Yes and no, you know. Say, well, what about you? Well, I was the oldest child. Oh, well, that's even worse. I mean, the oldest child's terrible. Then reach in. Oldest child? Oh, you never had a childhood. You were a parent when you were three, and you were raising kids, and your mother and father were off having a wonderful time, and you were raising... I never had a childhood. And it shouldn't have been that way. If only it wouldn't have been that way. It could have been a different way. And you say, oh, yeah, it really could have if your parents wouldn't have had so many kids. I said, what about you? Oh, well, I'm the youngest child. Oh, the youngest. Oh, God. You never had a chance to make any decisions for yourself ever in your life. You always had somebody telling you what to do, and you had parents. Your parents were three, your parents were five, your parents were seven. Everybody was telling you what to do. How could you even be allowed to think for yourself now? Shouldn't have been that way. What about you? Well, I'm an only child. Yeah. My parents looked at me and said, we'll never be doing that again. You know, I got a lot of guilt that I got to deal with, and I got, you know. You see, everybody has whatever it is, and someone else will say, well, because I lived, you know, in the ghetto, and someone will say, well, I didn't live in the ghetto. I lived in a place where I had everything, and that's why I'm unhappy, and, you know, someone else, you know, and we've all got this stuff, you know, it's this little bag, and everybody carries a bag around with them, you know, and the bag is full of shoulds and woulds and coulds and if onlys and so on, and it's all thoughts. And it's all perfect. I mean, in a universe where everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be, and where intelligence is flowing through everything and allowing you to breathe and the planets to move, and at this subatomic level, we know that there's a purpose to everything, even though we don't always understand it, because we have these beliefs that you're supposed to be born, and then you're supposed to be raised, and then you're supposed to have whatever it may be in your life, and then you're supposed to die in your sleep when you're 110. And then when somebody doesn't, and somebody has a head-on collision at 20, or a child has leukemia, or there's an accident, or someone gets sick, or whatever, we then take our thoughts and say, it shouldn't be that way. The universe is wrong. We never stop and say, it's all in divine order. And maybe death isn't at all what we have milked it to be. And maybe, just maybe, in a divinely perfect universe, the renewing is the way it is supposed to be. And that when you have fulfilled your purpose, it's time to move on. And that you can't kill this invisible part, and so it's all exquisitely perfect. And you stop telling yourself that it should be another way. So you shift around your consciousness, and you get rid of the shoulds and woulds and coulds and maybes, because you can't should have done it any other way. And everything that happened to you up until this moment allowed you to get here this afternoon, and me to get here, including the things that I have looked upon and would say, oh, they shouldn't have been that way. Why did I have to live in an orphanage? How come me? And then I look back at it and I say, if I hadn't been there, then I wouldn't have known how to develop self-reliance very young, and I wouldn't have known how to write what I wrote, and I wouldn't have, and if I didn't go through the divorce I had to go through, and I didn't go through the struggles, and I didn't have the bankruptcies, and I didn't have that illness, and I didn't have the alcoholism, and I didn't have the drug addiction, if I didn't have all of those things, then I couldn't have got to the place where I could transcend them and get past them and teach someone else. And you begin to celebrate what comes into your life.